Having fallen back from the cordon, the knights of the Sixth Brotherhood regrouped behind the front lines. The order to withdraw had been met with confusion and horror from those fighting elsewhere on the planet's surface and in the fleet orbiting above. Something had changed in the instant that Geronitan had fallen. Something had broken the prescribed arc of destiny. Torvus removed his gauntlet and found his hand trembling beneath it. He took a deep, steadying breath and tried to center himself. He had gazed into the infinite futures, as had all of his librarian brethren. They had divined the strands of fate and confirmed that this was the time and place to strike at the Death Lord. They had been so certain. Could they have been wrong? His armorer serfs released the seals and removed his spattered breastplate, setting it upon the arming post. The congealed blood clinging to it, Geronitan's blood, was putrid, tainted by the touch of Mortarian's scythe, and the stench was repulsive. Torvus felt his gorge rising as one serf set about it with a steam jet, sluicing the worst of the corruption away. Another intoned wards against pestilence as he worked and struck cleansing oils over the silvered plate. The librarian glanced warily about the makeshift armorium. While the sickly remnants of the local defense forces continued to barrage the advancing demon horde, the Brotherhoods had pulled back behind the final bastion enclave. All around him, in the shadow of the city's main basilica, he could feel the hollow ache of despair. But while the mortal guardsmen and chapter serfs sobbed and numbly went about their duties, his battle brothers prepared themselves. The Grey Knights had suffered a terrible loss, yet still they tended their wounds and renewed their oaths. Should they be recalled to battle that day, then they would be ready. Equally, if they were ordered to abandon Cornovin's planetary capital, then they would do so without ceremony or delay. In truth, much depended upon the outcome of Master Drago's communion. The souls of billions hung in the balance. As the serfs lifted his right pauldron clear, Torvus returned his eyes to the grimy floor. He could not meet the gaze of his brothers, though they might normally look to him for strength, both upon the field of war and away from it. He was truly a psyker amongst psykers, his abilities refined and honed in the same way that a justicar might practice his aim with a bolter or train his sword arm. Torvus's powerful psychic gifts had always been his most trusted weapons, but today they had failed him. He had failed the Supreme Grand Master. He dared not brush against the minds of his brothers with his preternatural senses, as he so often did. He dared not risk the inconcealable truth of their souls. He could not bear the silent accusation that Lord Geronitan's death had been his fault. His dark thoughts were interrupted by the approach of Inquisitor Nostrand's damnable servitor. Its metal-shod feet shuffled and clanked as it negotiated the rows of arming posts and low benches, and the Grey Knight seated at them murmured in annoyance at the sight of it. Bedecked in the finery of a Regency adept, it was a tottering, creaking reminder of the Inquisitor's crippling paranoia.
Seeking Drago, Master, Sixth Brotherhood. Seeking Drago, Master, Sixth Brotherhood.
The thing's grating, mechanical voice came from the emitter grill embedded in its chest. In the absence of a head, it was ghoulish to behold.
Seeking Drago, Master, Sixth.
Master Drago is not available for audience.
Torvus rose from his seat and scattered his armorers before him.
You might seek out the captain instead, though I doubt he would have reason to treat with your herald, Inquisitor.
The headless servitor halted. It held up its left hand, and the winking lenses built into the palm tried to focus on him.
Identify.
Brother Librarian Torvus, Sixth Brotherhood.
For a few seconds it clicked and whirred before locking its legs into position. Atop its empty shoulders, the hololithic projector built into the stump of its neck, flickered to life, the image quickly resolving into the flawed simulacrum of a human head. The head turned in place on the mechanical body, but disjointedly, as though the whole thing might be some absurd puppet. Even cast in light and juddering with artificiality, the pinched features, the officious sneer, it was unmistakably him, and he regarded Torvus for a moment. When he spoke, his voice was almost as flat and emotionless as the servitor's had been.
Brother Torvus.
Inquisitor Nordstrand.
Torvus was in no mood for diplomacy. Not today. Nordstrand seemed not to notice. He sniffed impatiently.
Where is Master Drago? This delay is unacceptable.
The librarian's mouth became a stern line. Several of the Grey Knights, those seated closest to the herald, rose to their feet.
All of the exalted Grand Masters are engaged in communion. As I have already told you, Master Drago is not available for audience with you at this time.
Nordstrand narrowed his eyes. The head crackled with interference.
Need I remind you that every moment you delay, this world edges closer to the brink of damnation? Would the noble Grey Knights surrender another planet to the great enemy so casually? Is your grief for Lord Geroniton enough to justify such dereliction of your holy duties?
Torvus glowered at the hololith, biting back his outrage.
If you truly fear for the sanctity of this world, then perhaps you would care to set foot upon it instead of gracing us with this soulless proxy. Some might question your dedication to the Ordo Malleus, in summoning the Grey Knights to war, and yet managing all the while to keep yourself safely out of harm's way.
His words hung in the air for a long while. Torvus realized that the Armorium had become as quiet as a tomb. The attention of every chapter warrior, serf, and retainer was fixed upon the two of them as the exchange unfolded. The Inquisitor sniffed again.
Brother Torvus, this is what your kind was bred for, to fight and to die in service to the immortal God Emperor. Would that we were all so blessed in his sight as you.
Finally, Nordstrand looked away, his own disembodied hand appearing within the projection cone of the hololith as he adjusted the vox bead in his ear.
Have your master contact me when he is done crying out into the void, and we will see what yet remains of Cornovin to be saved.
With a stuttering flare, the projection ceased. The servitor herald stood motionless for a single mechanical heartbeat before unlocking its limbs and striding away. Torvus exhaled slowly, resisting the urge to lash out at the things retreating back with a spear of psychic force. He mastered his rage, feeling it drain from his soul just as Geronitan's blood had been washed from his armor. But instead of the cold surety of polished ceramite and adamantium revealed beneath it, when the rage was gone, he would be left with naught but his own sense of guilt and pain.